Mr. Harris, Reel 4. We were just talking about the impact that Brigadier Block had on the brigade, and you said he was good with the colonels. In what way?
I think he knitted them together. He built up a sort of team spirit.
How did he do that?
I think he did this because of the way his temperament. He had it all going for him, really. He knew how to cope with them.
The next thing's the Gothic Lion battles, really, isn't it? When they went back to Italy to begin there in late August.
Yes. It is all rather hazy to me again. You see, I didn't really partake in. I was lucky. The good Lord was kind to me. I missed out on all these battles, river crossings, and God knows what, where we did suffer quite considerable casualties at times.
So, what do you remember of the second time in Italy?
Yeah, that's a good question. Try to remember the first time. going back.
The Gothic Lion.
The Gothic Lion. Well, again, you see, I wasn't involved in it. It's very difficult to.
So for you, it was just a routine?
Yes. I mean.
Were there any particular characters in the brigade mess that you recall? Is it a happy mess?
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, yes. We all got on very well together. I mean, I was interested to hear you say that some of the people you interviewed in the past,
Your mess was happy then?
Oh, yes, very definitely. I think we made it so.
So your duties in the Gothic Lion would be just going to the various battalions, passing all. Your duties in the Gothic Lion were just going to the various battalions and taking messages.
Yes, I'm trying to think what I did during the Gothic Lion. It's all very hazy. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What about Greece? Because Brigadier Block was in charge of Block Force, and well, it was 139 Brigade really, but. What do you remember of the situation in Greece and your
role? Obscure. The Greeks were not very good fighters. They liked to street fight and back to push the women and children in front. They'd poop off at us. So we had to get out of the way. They did that sort of thing. They did quite a few nasty atrocities. In the poorer parts of Athens.
What sort of atrocity?
Well, the water wells is particularly. I can't remember it just well, though, but they used to. Get all the people alive, just push on over.
Other Greeks? Rival factions?
Yes, well, you have the. When we arrived in Greece, by air.
That's December 1944.
It's about a 4 weeks, I'm worried. And we arrived, and the chap at the embassy said, "Welcome to Greece. Fighting has started today." We thought it was rather a good welcome. So we said, well, what for anything? We hadn't been briefed at all about ALAS, WAM, or the various actions. It took us in time to sort it all out.
It must have been, I mean, were you still doing your liaison duties? Because it must have been quite dangerous in those circumstances, riding about on a motorbike.
Yeah, I didn't ride about on a motorbike. On those occasions, I'm not quite sure what I did. It was very difficult. You see, you used to see these people poking off at each other around the corner or the street or. And you hadn't got a clue. Nobody had thought of telling the Bill or the British Army what was happening, what was likely to happen. I mean, we had General Scobie, who was the master out there.
Did you meet him? I mean, would you meet someone like that, or...?
Yes, I think I did. I met his... Strangely enough, I met his brother, I think it was. We've got some property up in Scotland. And I met his brother, who owned this bit of property, estate, met him there once, at his house. So I met your brother in Greece, who lived here. Yes, I did. And who else did we meet? Well, Churchill came out, of course. He went around the yard with Carl.
What did you think of it? Did you meet him? I mean, you know, what impression? An Eden, I believe.
We met Eden. Yes.
What did you think of him?
Well, you can just meet him. He's hail and farewell, isn't it?
But not enough time to make an impression. Were you aware, I mean, that they actually controlled the situation in Greece? I mean, were you aware that things were quite, I mean, did you follow what was going on?
We didn't really appreciate, no, we didn't appreciate what was going on, that was the thing. With ALS and EAL and all the other factions fighting each other. It was all very confusing, and more so when we found some of your chaps were taken prisoner by these people.
Was any attempt made to negotiate by Bloch with them, or would that be done at Scobie's level?
Well, they were well released, and were entitled to a certain amount of leave, I think. I don't know what it was called. Again, maybe in the book.
The Python probably or something. The situation in Athens and Phaleron calmed down. They went to Patras. I mean, do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I did. We had a lovely mess on the seafront at Patras. Lovely spot. We had a wonderful time there when the curfews came off and that sort of thing. Partying.
How did you get on with the Greeks when the situation was quiet?
Oh, it was sort of one of these silly things, isn't it? That when it's over and with, let's have a good time. That sort of attitude.
Were you worried when you knew you were going back to Italy? Because you went back for the third term.
I can't remember much about that one.
Well, it really was just for the end of the war.
Yes.
How did you feel when on VE Day?
We were stationed outside. I think it was Foley, I'm not sure.
It was, yes.
But anyhow. The Leicesters, Brigadier, was a chap called Joe.
Colonel.
Called Joe Kendrew, of rugger, English rugger fame, a very big step there. And we all sort of led raids on each other's unit headquarters.
What were these raids like? Do you remember them?
Well, you know, we carried out a little jeep and pinched something and drove away, just for hilarity. I remember I was sort of actually gunstruck because we turned the, somebody said, "Come on, let's turn the radio on." We didn't realise what was going on. And there was something about that the Germans were looking up firing whatever hour it was. And we were so sort of thunderstruck, all went in. Couldn't believe it. You can't really when that sort of thing happens. It's out of this world. Another dream, really, I think, that it's over with, that it was over with, no more fighting. Completely sort of different outlook on life. But yes, we had a few high times after that.
Did you move into Austria with the rest of them?
Yes, we went up to Austria when the Russians
Do you remember much about the time in Austria, if you could just summarise
it? It was very nice, very pleasant. The powers that be, of course, brought in stupid regulations, saying that you mustn't fraternise with the Austrians, whatever they're your enemies or something. But, I mean, how could you not do it when you were visiting in my house? Teenagers, that sort of thing. So, producing chocolate and all the rest of it, having a hijinks, go swimming. You couldn't. It was a stupid thing, no fraternizing. But it was bound to happen, bound to. And I think, we didn't do ourselves harm, but it wasn't a very clever thing to do.
Two major things. One was the repatriation of the Croats, and another the repatriation of the Russian, Dwight Russian, Cossacks. Do you know much about either of these? Perhaps the Croats. The Croats were first, I think. The Cossacks. What do you remember of it?
Well, I remember, entertaining these chaps. Well, how you do we think I miss? So,
the Russian officers, yeah. Cossack officers.
Yeah. And one was not new. They were going to be put on a line, driven across the bridge. God knows what would happen to the Russians.
You knew that, all, I mean, at brigade level?
We had a feeling. It was a terrible thing to do, a terrible thing, I think.
Did they put up much resistance?
Well, those that knew what was going to happen, you know, several sort of threw themselves out of the lab, over the bridge into the river and that sort of thing, to commit suicide, I suppose. But it was, I think, it was a terrible decision to take.
But it wasn't taken at your level, at brigade level. Anything else about your time in Austria? Were you looking forward to being demobbed? Because you've been in a long time.
Yes. Yes, I forget what demobbed and what I was. I remember turning up. They managed to rush us through the B-mob centre in order shot.
What? When was this?
Dates.
It's all right. Was it into 46?
It must have been.
Anyway, you're saying they rushed you through?
Yes, we collected our suits if you wanted to. I never got the suit that I wanted. I sent a terrible thing, but anyhow, I turned up home with my cardboard box, various things in it. And said, oh well, here I am. After God knows how many years.
What did you plan to do? I mean, were you going? I mean, did you you had been going to go to agricultural college? I mean.
Yes. Well, I think to begin with, my father was so pleased to have me home, he didn't want me to go off to any college or anything like that. I would have liked to have gone. I wish I had gone. So that was understandable, I think. It was strange. I took a long time to settle down.
In what way? What was your problem?
Well, I think, you see, you're living in the forces. Everything is sort of regulated to you, isn't it? Your life is actually regulated. And then you come home to your parents, who, the last that they knew of you, you were a little boy, but a young chap. And he came back having knocked about the world with a different attitude. It was very difficult for them to realize that I was different coming home. I fortunately had a great pal who kept an eye on me, as I said. And it was through him that my wife had danced.
So you settled back in with trouble, but you settled back in to work on the family farm.
Oh, yes.
And had, other than the sort of vague fit, that difficulty in settling, had the war had any effect on you mentally or physically?
No, I was just pleased to get the hell out of it.
Thank you.